My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast with the monthly horoscope for November 2022. So this month we are still in the eclipse season. Remember, it's a six-week cycle, and you're probably feeling that a lot right now, a lot of big shifts and changes and choices to be made in your life, specifically around relationships with this past eclipse. And now we're moving into this time of a possible loss of something that is no longer serving you and a birth of something that is in the next phase and next chapter of your life. And I am very much feeling that myself. I'll share about my experience. I'll share how you can work with this for yourself. As always, you can follow along with your free birth chart, quietmindastrology.com. You get your free birth chart there and you can follow along. And here, when I talk about Libra or Aries, look for that in your chart, and you'll see what house is affected, what areas of your life are being affected. There's a little video training with that as well to help you understand that. So the big things happening this month are the eclipse. We're still in the eclipse season, and we have Mars going retrograde back to Taurus. We have Jupiter going direct in Pisces. And I'll first give you the sort of overview of the month, and then in the weekly horoscopes, I'll go into the nakshatras. First up on November 8th, is the lunar eclipse in Bharani Nakshatra. Then on November 13th, Mars goes back to Taurus while it's retrograde still. That started on October 30th. Then on November 13th also, Mercury goes into Scorpio. On November 16th, Sun goes into Scorpio. And then on November 23rd, the new moon in Scorpio. So a lot of Scorpio energy this month. And then finally on November 23rd, Jupiter goes direct in Pisces. So let's go a little deeper into what this means and how you can best work with this energy. So the lunar eclipse is a time when the luna, the moon, is eclipsed. And it is not the time where we are necessarily thinking or feeling our clearest. We get a sort of blank slate as this moon energy is overshadowed because of this shadowy energy of the shadow grahas of Rahu and Ketu, which are the energies of the eclipses. And when this happens, there is an eclipse of our clarity, of our perspective and sight on that particular day. So that particular day is a good time to lay low, to meditate, to take it easy, to not push yourself and not make any of those major decisions on that day if possible. But instead, around this time, you're making those decisions. So before and after, it's a six-week portal that we go through and we come out a different person in a new phase of life on the other side. Just as I am right here in a new studio setup that I love with my beautiful red curtain back here. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see that. I just started my Quiet Mind Yoga Teacher Training class of 22. I just started the year two mentorship for the Vedic Astrology Mentorship only for graduates of the first year. So lots of new things starting for me, and sort of new levels of my own personal growth and relationships and myself and honoring myself, my own boundaries and needs and relationship and how I show up in that way on a deeper level, because that is a big part of the Swati energy that we've talked about in the recent weeks of episodes. But now we're moving towards November 8th, this lunar eclipse, full moon in Bharani Nakshatra in the sign of Aries. Much more about finding your sense of self and identity of who you are, who you want to be. What kind of person do you want to be in your life? So we're always making decisions, always having choices about who we are being, right? If somebody cuts you off in the highway, who do you want to be in that moment? You want to be spiteful, angry, reactive, or do you want to be curious, forgiving, patient, understanding? Maybe they're rushing to meet somebody in the emergency room. Who knows what the circumstances are? Maybe they are just absent-minded and maybe they are just mean and cutting you off. Who knows? You don't know unless you actually have a conversation with that person. And we always have a choice in little moments like that and in bigger moments like, what career path do you want to choose? Do you want to leave a job? Or, as I've talked to a lot of people recently who have left jobs, and that is a big theme happening right now and a whole world shift, as I've talked about, as we're in this fourth industrial revolution. This is a big cycle of the outer planets. And it is this moving away from this old way of having to work and do repetitive tasks to make money as much. But now moving into more of a time where we can all explore what we really love to do and automate the things that we don't love to do to somebody who does, or to robots and technology. That now the technology is advancing immensely, and there's a lot of pieces in that in the outer planets that I'll talk about in other episodes. But all that to say, right now, it's about really coming back to who you are, who you want to be, what is important to you, and a healthy sense of selfishness, of taking time in the next 2 weeks to do self-care, to do things that are nourishing for you. Over the past month, and the Swati energy of that eclipse, it is this relational energy. It's also perfect energy to do yoga practices, and that still carries over through the next couple weeks and all the time, really. But especially with the eclipse in Swati, of like coming back to your practices of embodiment and connection to spirit that resonate for you. And of course, for me, yoga practice is a huge part of that. And going even deeper into my practice over the past month, and being a little bit more spending more time in my practice now, especially with this eclipse energy. It's like, okay, this feels really needed to have more time in my practice now. And if that's a lot or a little bit for you, it's fine, but having some sort of connection to your source, and especially like pranayama practices, breath work, meditation, really yoga is a really good embodiment of that. And that's why in the last month I did the Deepen Your Yoga Practice series for free online. And now I'm leading the yoga teacher training class of 22 that I lead. And it is a perfect time to be doing those kind of things. And especially now as we go into next week, it's a time of a healthy sense of selfishness and self-care, of like taking a bath, taking a day off if you need to from your work, taking a mental health day if you need that. Just really prioritizing nurturing yourself and giving yourself the nurturing and care that may be sometimes easier to give to others and not as easy to give to ourselves, especially on that exact day of November 8th on Tuesday. And taking time for yourself, like taking a bath, meditation, time in nature, really positive, favorable way of using this. And something wants to be born through you. Look where Aries is in your chart. That house is where something is being born through you. Something is being created. And in that process, something also needs to be let go. Something that's no longer serving you. Something that it's time to change that way of being, that old identity. Get rid of those old clothes, those old layers that you wore, that old way of being. That's just like time to shift. And it might have been something that started 6 months ago that is now coming to a closure, because these eclipse cycles tend to work like that, where they're setting each other up for each portal every 6 months. And there's a lot of big world events that started 6 months ago that are coming to a head now. And personally, look for those kind of things as well, for like, what is the big shift to make? When you listen, you get still in meditation, the answer is clear. It's still and quiet, not the loud reactive thing. It's the still quiet thing. Listen for that. That's why I call this all quiet mind yoga, because that is the very beginning of the Yoga Sutra, the source text of yoga. What is yoga? It's about quieting our minds. It's about getting into stillness and quiet so we can abide in our true self, the one that is clear, calm, present, and awake and aware of what is needed. It's never that loud, reactive, I gotta do it now, this is the only way, you're wrong, I'm right, that kind of thing is not your true self. That's our ego and identity, which has its place and role, and it's great to play in that. But the true self is always stiller, quieter, more calm and present. And it takes getting still to notice that and hear it. And when we do that, we are aligned with the universe, the power that creates worlds, that comes through us, and we can create. And we have infinite potential within the realm of our ego and structure and identity. There is some limitation, of course. I'm not going to play in the NBA or the Olympics anytime in this lifetime that I can see. So there are some limits, of course, but there is also a lot more potential than sometimes we give ourselves credit for. I actually heard this amazingly beautiful quote from a friend yesterday at an event I was at. So hopefully I can remember this correctly. But essentially it's something to the effect of, the life that we live is just the life in the narrow spaces that we've created and what we are allowing us to experience. There's a lot of things that we think, I could never do that, or who am I to do this? Who am I to say this? And that creates the structure in which we live and operate. And I encourage you this time, this month, especially as Jupiter goes direct on November 23rd, to explore beyond what you think are the boundaries of your possibility and your potential, and allow yourself to expand into a new identity and a new level of imagination and creativity. Now, as Venus goes into Scorpio on November 11th, deepening relationships, right? Mercury's going to Scorpio, Sun's going there, the Moon will be there on the new moon as well. So we got a lot of Scorpio energy happening this month. That means it is a powerful time to do deep work. Again, this is why I did the Deepen Your Practice series last month, leading into the teacher training I lead. And then for you personally now, listening to this, to take time to slow down, to be quiet, to be still, to get centered, and to bring that into your work, into your relationships, into how you show up for everything outside of your time within. Because that allows a level of depth and presence and a level of meaning and understanding and curiosity. Right? These are all Scorpio positive qualities to go into the psychology of what makes you who you are, what makes somebody else who they are, to be curious about that, to do deep research, to go into deep studies and deep analysis of things that interest you. It's a really great time for that as well. Mars will be going back to Taurus, and there's a sign exchange here between Mars and Venus. And both energies are strengthened. So passion in relationships is another theme for this month, and being curious about relationships. But on November 13th, as Mars goes back to Taurus, remember it started on October 30th, Mars went to Gemini retrograde, now it's going back to Taurus, to look at the actions you've taken and what things have worked well in your relationships, in your family, to do with your finances, to do with the food that you eat and the diet that you follow, to do with your sense of enjoyment, like in luxury and pleasure and enjoyment in your life. Like, are you just eating because it's what you've always eaten? Do you like not actually enjoy the foods you eat anymore? Right. So taking a time to, over this month, to kind of come back to the things that you really enjoy, that bring you pleasure in your home. I've had this idea, have this kind of backdrop for a long time in my studio, and it's an example for me of like embodying that luxury energy, like something that seems really nice. It feels really good for me, and it happens to be red. So it's a perfect example of like this Mars-Venus energy. It's like beautiful, luxurious, really nice felt texture, feels good to touch, and it feels good to be in front of it and to share in the space. It makes me feel like more professional and more like in the home and like in my studio, and it feels really good. So things like that, finding those things. And it's something that I've wanted for a long time. So that's Mars retrograde in Taurus. You're going back to that thing. And yes, that's still 2 weeks away as I'm recording this, but that is the kind of karma of an astrologer, that I'm always feeling these things a little bit early. And those of you listening who are really deep into astrology, you probably feel these things a little early as well. So that's an example. Mars retrograde in Taurus, go back over your finances, handle any issues with your taxes or payments or bills that you've forgotten about. Take action on those things. Now, I got to go back and renew my passport. That's an example of that. It's something to do with luxury experiences and nice things like travel, for example, or just things that you really love to do. Again, Mercury in Scorpio on November 13th, your communication about deeper topics. Great time to be doing therapeutic practices, therapeutic work, deep insight, deep inquiry. Sun in Scorpio on November 16th, you will feel vitality, energy, and enthusiasm and creativity by going into deeper topics. The level of depth in your curiosity and research and discussions and relationships creates the level of vitality, power, clarity that you have through the rest of the month all the way till mid-December. If you're lacking in vitality, if you're feeling wiped out, tired, exhausted, drained, there is something deeper to address. There's maybe something clogging the pipes of your energy. You got to dig deep in there, get a plumber in and excavate those things, you know, metaphorically, maybe literally. Maybe there's some literal pipe plumbing issues in your home. But going into those things, that will clear up so much space. The dark side of this I got to talk about is Scorpio can be intense, destructive, dangerous, violent, reckless, careless, selfish, and mean and cruel. So those things come out, especially in your relationships and your communication. You might even feel a sense of righteousness and power by being cruel to others. Especially with the elections in the U.S. happening this month, coinciding with the eclipse and all this Scorpio energy, there will likely be some intensity around political issues in the U.S., especially and in like political conversations, if you're involved in that. Be mindful of that. Be curious to go underneath that. There's always, always, always a middle ground in any two sides of a story. No matter how polarized you feel with somebody else, how different you feel from somebody else, there's always a middle ground. There's always something to connect around. And as we go into the holidays in the U.S. at Thanksgiving and then Christmas next month, you're probably spending more time with family around late November in America, at least. This intensity might stir up. And if it does, be curious about it. Go underneath it, find the common ground and the commonality. And a great negotiation tactic I've learned from like world-class negotiators and things I've read and watched of theirs is you try to communicate the other person's perspective so well that they say, yes, you completely hear me. And this is a person who like negotiates with countries and trying to avoid wars. So you can avoid wars, violence, conflict, things like that this month by finding the middle ground, being curious, and being able to communicate their side even better than them. That's when you really got it. When you say it and they're like, oh, yes, that's exactly it. I couldn't have said it better myself. And until you're there, you haven't actually been curious. You haven't actually been listening. So with all this Scorpio energy, if you feel that intensity, that conflict, that combativeness, that aggression, that violence, that is a way to get under it. So underneath it, there is incredible strategic energy. There is incredible curiosity about like the mechanics of how all this works. And when you can get into the psychology of like, oh, I can see why they would feel this way because of this. And I'm reacting because of that. I feel this way because of this. Now you're getting into the deeper understanding of what's really happening beyond the surface level of like, I disagree with you. I'm right. You're wrong. I'll never talk to you. I don't like people like you or whatever kind of things might come up. Or you're just this way. I'm just that way. These kind of things are easy ways to cut off connection and just disconnect, which sometimes might be the right thing to do. All right. So trust yourself. You know what's best for you. But this is a positive way of working with the Scorpio energy. People are into psychology, crystals, spirituality, esoteric things like this. This is your time. I mean, this is just amazing time for going into all that, researching all that, studying that, going real deep and all that stuff. New moon in Scorpio, just everything I said, even more so, but now you're planting a seed of new intentions for the next month. With all that energy, all those insights, and all that thing, all that you've cultivated in that work. Then on November 23rd, same day, Jupiter goes direct in Pisces. That is a real turning point and the last big one of the year of like, okay, now we're moving into 23. Time to expand into something new. Time for new possibilities. Coming out of this eclipse season of bringing some closure to everything of the past 2 years and into this new possibility of like, what's next? Using your imagination, your creativity, your ideas. And you might have new insights, new things open up to you in this Jupiter direct energy. We'll talk more about it when we get there. We'll talk more about all this stuff as we go through the month because there's a lot here. This is a powerful month and a real opportunity to have some sense of expansion and growth going into the next year. So that 23 can be a more positive, optimistic year, despite all the hardships and challenges and financial, economic things happening right now. As I've talked about, we've got a lot of transits this year. It's that way at the beginning of the year. It's similar to the Great Depression, similar to past recessions in history. So there is that recession energy happening with the economy from other factors I haven't talked about today. And with all that, there is this glimmer of hope and optimism and this moving forward, especially towards the end of this month into the new year. And then the Mindful New Year course will be coming up on 12/12/22 next month. So stay tuned for that. That is one of my favorite things, one of my most popular offerings every year, where we look back at the past year, plan for the next year. I'll show you all the trends that's happening for the whole year and beyond, so you can kind of plan for the big trajectory of where things are going. And of course, we do our best to make plans and to work with these energies and not against them. And then the universe will take us wherever we need to go, to exactly where we need to be, when we need to be there. And I trust that is perfect. Wherever you are is perfect. And hopefully this gave you some insight and resources to know how to best work with where you are currently on your path. And if you want to support this podcast, say thanks. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps grow the podcast, helps more people find us. And you're entered to win a special prize or drawing or offer free. There's a drawing. Pick a random entry to win a free offer from me every month. So all you got to do is leave an honest review on Apple Podcast. And this month's winner is, drumroll please, speaking of glimmers, Glimmering Prize is the username. You left a review. Thank you very much. She said, I always look forward, he or she, whoever this was, said, I always look forward to the recaps that Jeremy presents at the beginning of the month, which is this. I appreciate the time and energy that he puts into the shows. There's tons of detail about the signs and their placements. I've learned so much in his material, all very relative, and his voice is very soothing, an added bonus. Well, thank you very much. As somebody who was self-conscious of my voice early on in life, that is a great compliment and something I actually hear a lot now. And something that's always kind of surprising because I was such a shy kid. But thank you for listening, and thank you all for listening. Leave a review. You'll win a free prize as well, potentially in the future. If you didn't this month, you're still entered for following months. All you got to do, Glimmering Prize, is email me, jeremy@quietmind.yoga, and we'll schedule that free 20-minute one-to-one session live on Zoom. So thank you for listening or watching on YouTube, and be sure to follow on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, where I'm sharing weekly one-minute horoscopes there on the social media. It's a quick sort of summary of everything. And as always, sharing the in-depth lessons here on the podcast and on the YouTube. Thank you for listening. Look forward to sharing more with you next time on the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast.